Howdy, and welcome to another episode of the Mind Your Fitness podcast with me, your host, Thomas James Fowler, aka the Fitness and Mindset Coach. So, I want to start this week off a little bit different. I want to start with a little bit of a rant. Why is it, right? Emergency vehicle. Actually, do you know what? If you listen to this and you are an emergency worker, please get in touch and let me know what the crack is. So, emergency vehicles, right, they'll be trying to blast through traffic or whatever with their lights flashing, but no siren. Like, why are you trying to creep through traffic? Like, why are you trying to get to an emergency in silent mode? Why aren't you just using the sirens? That's what they're there for. I remember a couple of weeks ago, I was sat at a set of traffic lights, and yeah, to be fair, I was in my own little world, just bopping away. I can't remember what I was listening to, but if it wasn't for the bloke behind the car behind me, an ambulance would have been sat there until the lights would have changed from red to green. Like, put your fucking sirens on. That's what they're there for. Alert us. Let us know you're there so we can move. So yeah, if you are an emergency worker, let me know. Why are you constantly roaming around on silent mode? Thank you in advance. So, I'm here again today with my co-host, Frankie, the little beautiful legend that she is, my little poochie-wooch. And I wanted to sort of cover a little bit more in regards to my gallbladder removal. So I had it out last Tuesday. I think that was like the 13th of June. And surgery was sound. I was in and out in the day. I had a minor issue that I couldn't piss for like, I can't remember if it was like 6 or 8 hours. But yeah, but I just could not piss. I needed to, but I just couldn't. And I drank like literally about 5 litres of water. That's not even an exaggeration. But eventually managed to pee, and then the following day, when I woke up, I literally had about 2 hours sleep that night. But in the morning, to sort of lunchtime-ish, my right testicle was really, really swollen, really inflamed. So, spoke to the hospital. They advised to come back in to have a little check. And I'd managed to get an infection behind my right testicle, which is always, it's always fun when you've got another bloke manhandling your nutsack. And for those that don't know, I'm straight. So, it's not like I was getting my jollies off. And again, not suggesting that if you're gay, you would get your jollies off by having a doctor play with your nutsack. But yeah, it was not comfortable, it was not fun, but we move. So, the hospital prescribed me, when I was there, I thought they said a 2 week course of antibiotics. My discharge notes said a 2 week course of antibiotics. However, what they actually did was they only gave me 1 week's worth, which didn't really dawn on me that much until I took my last one. And then yesterday, I noticed one of my incisions was a little bit weepy. A little bit red and infected and stuff. So, went to the nurse today and she reconfirmed that I was right. It should have been a 14-day course of antibiotics. And because I'd finished my antibiotics on the Wednesday, there'd be no point basically being re-prescribed the same ones, because effectively now they'd be like null and void. So I've now got a new course of antibiotics. And just for funsies, you should have a drinking game on the amount of times I've said the word antibiotics. You'll probably be smashed. Antibiotics, antibiotics, antibiotics. So yeah, that's kind of where I'm at now. I'm still quite sore and tender, but I've been up and about moving. I've been able to sort of sit relatively comfy at my bed, crack on with some admin work or, you know, just do some check-ins with clients and stuff. So that's been pretty good. It's been nice to have that contact, that interaction back. I'm also taking on new clients. So if you are looking to, you know, look at your complete health and wellness, the best thing to do is ping me a message over on Instagram, which is at mindyourfitnessofficial, or just go directly to the website www.mindyourfitness.co.uk. Head over to the services page. You will see it's split into two now. So there's one side that's specifically for personal training, whether that's one-to-one or online. And then there's the other side of it where it's the more complete holistic package, where obviously I would focus on the core four. So that is your mindset, your nutrition, your sleep, and your physical fitness. So someone asked me, I can't remember what day it was this week. So because I now have my gallbladder out, does that mean I can go back to eating stuff that I enjoy? Just want to say, I eat what I enjoy anyway. I enjoy eating healthy, balanced food. I enjoy eating veg, fruits, salads. Yes, don't get me wrong, I would love to just sit and chow down on a pizza. However, I can't. Although my gallbladder is gone, I now don't have the pains that I was having with the gallstones. However, I still have a liver disease. I still cannot metabolize fat. I cannot break fat down the same way that someone without my liver disease can. So the answer is no. No, I cannot just go and eat whatever I want. I still have to be really, really, really mindful with what I put into my body. And sometimes when I eat something that's a little fattier, shall we say, my body will instantly tell me that it doesn't like it. I'll either be in pain, I'll get immediate diarrhea, or just general bloating and uncomfortableness. Bloating is actually something that I'm really trying to figure out at the moment. I don't know if it's still a knock-on effect of the surgery or if there's something else there. I seem to be having a bit of a reaction to gluten at the minute, which is quite interesting. But yeah, I'm working through that, which is fun. And then the fatigue, again, the fatigue's really kicking me in the tits. But it's one of them, because I'm not really doing a great deal. I don't know if it's a combination of not like being up and about moving as much as I normally would be. Because I always find, I don't know if you're the same, when I don't really do a great deal, I'm always more tired. So yeah, that's fun. That's interesting. And yeah, I'm still trying to eat every two and a half hours. Just to really try and keep those energy levels up and balanced. So yeah. For those that have been sort of keeping a closer eye on my social media the last couple of weeks, you should start to see a little bit of a shift where I am really splitting it down across the core four. So every week you get something from each pillar, I guess, from the core four. So this current week has been fitness, and then as we go into next week, we're going to go back into mindset. And I want to tackle a couple of issues on mindset on Monday and really help give you guys a little bit more help and insights. And I'm going to be putting together some more ebooks and whatnot that you can all download and learn more from. So I'm going to wrap it up there. Little longer than I have done for the last couple of weeks. But yeah. Wherever you listen to your podcast, you know the drill by now. Subscribe, share it. It helps me. It helps get out there, helps to get more people. And like I said, I'm taking on new clients. At the minute, the main focus of working with people is going to be offline, should I say. So that could basically be, obviously, it depends on what service you want. If it's personal training only, I'm pretty much now just doing a hybrid of in person and training through my app, or you'll just be coached through my app. You'll train at whatever gym you choose to, or at home in the park or whatever. Because that's the way that my business needs to kind of go over the next couple of weeks and months, just while I really get back up to full health. And yeah, then in terms of the whole wellness package, so, you know, really focusing on that core four, that is all effectively, it's one-to-one and in person, but it's conversing over the phone, go out for a coffee, you know, or chatting through Zoom and Skype and things like that. And there is also the option of using the Mind Your Fitness app. So yeah, if you are looking to make a head start on, you know, a healthier and better version of yourself, ping me a message over on my social media handles. On all handles, it's Mind Your Fitness Official. Or again, check out the website, www.mindyourfitness.co.uk. Ciao for now, Brown Care.